Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Exit Coach Radio Show. My next guest is Barry Davis, who's joining us from Insperity in Glendale, California. Barry, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you today, Bill?
Good, very good. I should say welcome back, since you were one of our early guests, and we really enjoyed having you back then, and I'm glad you came back to talk to us. And we're going to talk about an outsourced HR department. So we're all ears about that, Barry. But first, let's give our listeners a little recap on what Insperity is as a company and your background.
Well, I'd be happy to do that. Before I do that, though, let me say that I was having breakfast the other day with a prospect who told me that he listened to my last interview with you. And so
that's great.
When we were having our meeting, he already had a pretty good idea of what we did. So I'm real happy that people are listening and that this is really a successful show for you.
Well, I really appreciate that comment. Thanks very much, Barry. It's good to know. Not just my mom.
No, you know there are lots of people out there listening. So you wanted to know about my background and what Insperity does. I was in the insurance business for 30 years. A number of those, I was with Mass Mutual. I was their number one agent for the sales of disability insurance nationally. And then I left Mass Mutual, went out on my own, and then one day got a phone call from Insperity asking if I'd be interested in coming in and interviewing with them. And, of course, the rest is history. What Insperity does, really, I guess you could say it's a three-legged stool. One is we help our clients on the HR side of their business. We help them with compliance, liability. We literally remove liabilities from them. We enter into an agreement, an arrangement with them that allows us to take some liabilities from them. We also provide them with their benefits. We don't sell insurance at Insperity, but our clients come onto our benefits plan. So our health insurance plan has over 200,000 people on it. So you can imagine how good the benefits are, let's say, of a 10 or 20 or 30 person group who comes onto ours. All of a sudden, their premiums went down and their benefits got better, which is really a terrific thing. We also handle all of their health care reform responsibilities, so that totally comes off their desks. And then the third is training. You might call that human capital. We learned some time ago that the companies that are the best companies to work for, those 100 best companies that we keep hearing about, well, their competition never does as well as they do. So we were interested to see what that was all about. And what we learned was the reason that these companies do better is because their employees just love them as compared to just liking them. Well, we can't turn all of our small clients into best companies to work for, but we know what the template is that makes a company a best company to work for. So we work with our clients to bring them up to that level. So that upgrades the quality of their employees, and that's also part of what we do for them.
That's a great combination of benefits. You help companies reduce their liabilities, reduce their costs, enhance their package of benefits that they allow. You know, they allow a small company to look like a huge company when they're offering benefits to their employees, which, of course, helps to attract and retain key employees. There are a huge number of benefits available. Barry, how big does a company have to be, or how small can they be, to partner with Insperity?
Officially, it would be 8 employees or more. That would be including the principals. We start with 8 employees and go up to the thousands. However, if there's a startup or a small company that has a growth agenda, we can bring them on pretty small. In fact, a new client of mine is a United States subsidiary of a Canadian company who is affiliated with another client.
Yeah, so but the sweet spot is the small mid-sized companies, 50 or more.
Yeah. I would say 10 to about 30 is the sweet spot. I have clients up to about 100, 100 and a quarter, and smaller ones too, but that sweet spot's right in the middle.
Yeah, and they're really in a tough situation as a small business in that regard, because obviously they're taking on a lot of the risk and trying to get good benefits and attract key employees, and it's tough because their costs are probably more expensive because they're small and they don't have the staff to take care of a lot of these different things. So I can really see a huge benefit and a great idea for Insperity and probably a lot of growth ahead, I would imagine.
Yes, we're having a terrific year, even after the last few pretty tough years that the United States economy had. Insperity is seeing a lot of growth now, and I read that as the economy is getting better, business people are getting more optimistic, they're hiring, and now they're getting back to being seriously interested in the kinds of things that used to concern them before, like liability, benefits, those kinds of things. No longer are they just thinking about what am I going to do to keep my doors open.
And one area that's timely and still on a lot of people's minds is what they have to do to comply with health care reform. And what are some of the ways that Insperity helps businesses with that issue?
Well, everything. We have been working in Massachusetts ever since Romney Care, well, certainly before Romney Care, too. But we cut our teeth on Romney Care. So our Massachusetts clients, it's a funny little story. I was talking with a woman who owns a business in Massachusetts. She came to one of our retreats in Houston, which is where our headquarters is. And she said that the one thing that she has to be mindful of when she's talking with other Massachusetts business owners is to not get involved in those conversations where the other people are complaining about all the stuff they have to do about Romney Care, because she doesn't even know that those responsibilities exist. We handle everything for her. It's the same with health care reform, the Affordable Care Act. We do absolutely everything for our clients in that regard. When it comes down to reporting, for instance, we will be completing all of the forms. They'll be signature ready. They'll go to the client. They'll sign them and send them on. We handle all of that for our clients. Healthcare reform essentially becomes a non-issue for Insperity clients.
Yeah, and for others who aren't Insperity clients, it's a real issue. There are still changes going on and still things to take care of. I guess one of the big things is just communication with employees about who their doctors are going to be and as they start to find these things out.
Yeah, that's really true, especially for those companies who have fewer than 50 employees. Right now, their biggest compliance issue is communication. That's exactly right, Bill. So small businesses really aren't in the business, or they're not prepared to be able to answer these questions about the exchanges and all of the other things that have to do with healthcare reform. Fortunately, if you're an employee, if you're a client of Insperity, your employees have a phone number that they can call and ask those questions, and we answer them for you. We, as I say, we handle all of those responsibilities.
About how many employees are there at Insperity that are on call for employees to call into roughly in the service department? Can you guess at that one, or do you know that number?
I don't have that number, but we have our call-in number is usually picked up by the third ring, and I forget exactly the statistic, but somewhere along the lines of 98% of calls that go into our call center, the problems are taken care of in the very first call. Our folks are really terrific. But you do bring up an interesting point. How many employees do we have for each of our clients? There was a study recently that showed that the answer to that question. We have approximately 15 employees for every 1,000 clients. Their employees, that is. The second largest PEO, which is what kind of company we are, has about 3 employees. So we really service our folks very, very comprehensively.
Well, and that's when you think about that, put that into context. If you have a, let's say, a 50-employee company, you've probably got one overworked person to handle all of the benefits and compliance and HR issues. Maybe you have a couple, maybe they have assistants. Instead, you could have 15 per thousand. You just have an army of people ready to take your employees' calls when they have issues, which is exactly what you want. You don't want one person having to take all day trying to answer a very complicated question and get through on some of these issues. So,
well, that's absolutely right, and I want to personalize that. Well, each of our clients is assigned a team of specialists, six people who are on their team all the time, a payroll person, a safety person, an HR person, actually two HR people, a trainer. These are folks who are on a team, they're assigned to the client, they're the same people who the client calls every single time. It's not like you call an 800 number and hope that you're going to be speaking with somebody that you've spoken with before. You have the phone number of an individual, you know their name, you probably have their cell phone number. If you've got a payroll question or an HR company, you know exactly who you're calling and they know you too.
Well, that's very comforting. I mean, first, again, a small business is trying to focus on the task at hand, which is servicing their clients and growing their business, not taking time out to try to figure out what's going on with the benefits question. And of course, when you're trying, I think one of the keys is when you're a small business, you are trying to attract key employees. You're in a competitive marketplace. If you can offer some of these top shelf benefits, then you're going to be in a much more attractive position as an employer to attract key employees.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. The benefits that our clients receive from us are Fortune 100 style benefits, everything from health insurance to flexible spending accounts, employee programs where they have a nurse and a lawyer and a psychologist that they can call 24/7. It's all of the kinds of things that a big company offers. Well, our clients get them too, but now our clients are smaller, so it makes them an employer of choice when they are competing for that top talent.
Yeah, it's a competitive world out there. We all know that, Barry. So give us just a primer on a perfect profile of an Insperity client.
Well, a perfect client would be one that is either for-profit or non-profit. For instance, the Reagan Library is a client of ours, as are some Habitat for Humanity's United Way chapters. They're typically in the professions, medical, legal, accounting, or in the tech field, and frequently they are highly compensated, already offering benefits to their employees. They look at their employees as a major asset to the company. They have no problem with outsourcing. That typically means they're already outsourcing their payroll, they're already outsourcing their legal, their accounting, their benefits, so they don't have any problem with outsourcing the things that are really important. But that said, we really do work with mostly all of the colors of collars, white collar, gray collar, light blue collar, pretty much any company that doesn't have a real high workers' comp mod would be one that we would take a look at. But those other bullet points, I think, make up the perfect client for us.
So that gives you a pretty broad range of employees to work with, but at the same time, you need to protect your pool. So that's why you're not opening it up to all bidders, I would take it there, right?
Oh, that's right, yes. Clients have to be approved before we'll take them on. We don't take all comers, and that's really important because we save our clients anywhere from 8 to 15 or even 20% on their workers' comp costs, and we do the same for benefits. So when we're considering bringing a new client on, we have to take a look at the whole picture. I do have a couple of clients, though, who came to us specifically because their workers' comp rates went up so high that they felt as though they were going to be losing their workers' comp. And in both of these cases, these folks were referred to me by their workers' comp agent. So we can help in many ways.
Interesting. Well, Barry, what's the best way for a listener to get in touch with you and discuss working with Insperity?
My phone number is 818-546-3131. My email address is barry.davis@insperity.com. And if you want to read my weekly blog, you can go to my website, which is beyondhrsolutions.com. And that also has a link to my site.
Well, as usual, very interesting information, and we really appreciate you you taking the time to come in and join us today. So we're going to say goodbye for now, but hopefully it won't be a year before somebody says they heard you on the show again.
Hey, thanks very much, Bill. It was a pleasure talking with you today.
Very much our pleasure. Thanks very much. We'll take a short break, and then we'll be right back, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.